The cap-and-trade provisions were passed in the waning weeks of former Governor Bill Richardson's administration by the Environmental Improvement Board, the same agency that today voted to repeal them. Wally Drangmeister with New Mexico Oil and Gas Association applauded the move, saying carbon dioxide regulation should be done on a national level.
For us to stand out there alone was not going to be effective in terms of what anyone's overall goals were for these programs, and it was placing our industry potentially at a huge disadvantage.
But Bruce Frederick with the New Mexico Environmental Law Center says the rule was only adopted after extensive deliberation, and the repeal sets a terrible precedent.
Everybody's allowed to participate and cross-examine witnesses, and it's all at great expense and all with, you know, pomp and circumstance. And then there's a change in administration, and it's all meaningless.
The Environmental Law Center is considering a court appeal. On the Conservation Beat, I'm Sissel Overgaard, KUNM.